And I did mention earlier the problem with credit card interest rates at the moment. A lot of Australians aren't sure what they're actually paying. And to discuss this issue, we have the Chief Executive Officer of Defence Bank, David Marshall, joining us. David, good morning.
Hi, Keith, and hi to your listeners.
What exactly is the story with Australians not knowing what they're paying on their credit card interest rates? How many Australians don't know?
Yeah, well, we did a fairly big piece of research late last year, and the two talking points out of that were about 35% of the respondents didn't know what rate they were paying on their credit card. That was the first talking point. The second talking point was that 4 out of 5 of them that did know their rate were paying more than 10%. So, there's some pretty big numbers and some things that I think a lot of people aren't aware of.
So when it's 10% interest on your credit card rate, is that a good rate or is that a bad rate?
No, that's a bad rate. I mean, if you think about it at the moment, when you've got home loan rates in that 2 to 3% range, and I think the more alarming thing was that a lot of people didn't know they were paying that rate.
So when it comes to shopping around for one of the really good credit cards at the moment, is it similar to shopping for mortgages that some providers will actually give you a lower rate if you decide to be a bit of a bargain hunter?
Yeah, look, with the internet, obviously, there's a great opportunity to do deeper and broader research around what the best deals out there. I would really encourage people, though, to make sure that they investigate the fine print and the fees and charges, and make sure that, you know, you don't sort of get sort of sucked into taking a card that may sort of on the surface of it look, you know, attractive and a whole lot of features and loyalty points and all sorts of things. But deep down, you're actually paying for that through higher rates and fees.
Speaking with the Chief Executive Officer of Defence Bank, David Marshall, this morning about credit card interest rates. And David, you mentioned the reward points and the loyalty programs. When it does come to those programs, are they generally good value for money?
Oh, look, in fairness, the research pointed out that about half our respondents felt that, you know, they did see value in reward or loyalty type credit card products. So obviously another half didn't. I think the key thing there is to make sure that if you are going down that path, you do understand what's the other side of that, and that is what rate you might be charged or the fees. And also the other thing is your ability to access those loyalty points or those reward points. And we know in the past there's been some situations where that's proven to be somewhat difficult.
So what would the main piece of advice be for consumers that you would give them when hunting around for their next credit card deal?
Oh, look, just, you know, jump on the internet, really research it, look at, you know, where the best deals are, you know, Google it, understand it, and then actually get into looking at the applicability of the rates and charges. So, you know, if you take a cash advance on your credit card, make sure you understand whether that's a different interest rate to the normal rate, understand whether the fees are monthly or annual, the other sort of things that you should be watching out for. And if you do go for a loyalty card, just make sure that, you know, you are going to be able to access those loyalty points when you need them for your holiday or whatever it might be.
CEO of Defence Banks, David Marshall, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you.